Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin is presented by the Riverstone Retirement Communities of Oak Park and Bridlewood Trails, your complete continuum of care.
654 at 580 CFRA, 654. The controversy in the fitness community continues. To stretch or not to stretch before your workout? Dr. Dworkin, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
What do you think?
Well, if you look at the recent information that was released by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they combed through 100 papers and studies on this particular issue. That is, how effective is stretching prior to your exercise? That is, prior to running, prior to playing hockey, throwing a baseball, doing martial arts, all kinds of stuff. Is that effective, and does that improve your performance and reduce your rate of injuries? And what they found after looking over these 100 papers is that people who stretched before exercise were no less likely to suffer injuries such as a pulled muscle, which increased the flexibility from stretching it's supposed to prevent. So in other words, you go right into what you're doing at a lighter pace. That is, someone who wants to run can start jogging at a slow rate just to increase their heart rate, increase blood flow to their muscles. The muscles then have a greater ability to stretch and are not likely to tear or be damaged. Very similarly, you know, when you watch pitchers in the major leagues, they start to throw the ball around. They're throwing very lightly, and they continue that for sometimes 5-10 minutes until the arm loosens up, and then they start to increase the strength of their throw. Well, that's exactly what this is that the stretching before the exercise in this case is more counterproductive and potentially harmful. That is, when you try to stretch beforehand and you're not warmed up, your body and your muscles go, well, wait a minute, I'm not ready to do this, and it actually tightens up and becomes more likely to be injured because now the muscle is trying to prevent you from stretching, prevent itself from being stretched out too much because it's not ready to do it. So that's what they're potentially saying. And in fact, when we do martial arts, I was speaking to Tom Woodward, producer of the show as well. We were talking about what we do when we do our martial arts and prepare for it. And you start into an exercise routine. Sometimes it's a light routine. Sometimes it's a more intense one where you do jumping jacks, push-ups, leg raises, stuff like that before you stretch. And after about 20, 25 minutes of doing that, you then go into a stretching routine when your muscles are already warmed up and you're less likely to become injured that way. And it does tend to work that well. So that's the information out today with regards to this. And I think that it's fairly accurate.
Well, and interesting to have on hand as we move into golf season.
Absolutely.
And you want to talk to a guy who did his stretching exercises just before he started golfing and in the course of it pulled...
Yeah.
And tore his rotator cuff, then give me a call.
Okay.
It was in the stretching exercises.
Oh, boy.
Okay, Doc, thank you.
Have a great weekend.